Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
David declares himself to be one of those people Jesus described who had built their lives on the rock. Psalm 28, verse 1, Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27. What a wonderful vantage place, especially when life's storms hit us. But in this psalm, David faces a particular dilemma felt by all God's people at some time in life. A long delay between prayer and answer. He begins with a shocker. If God doesn't answer the prayers of those who believe in him, we, quote, become like those who go down to the pit. Psalm 28, verse 1. One of the marks of faith is answered prayer. But there's no Bible promise that he answers on our schedule. David cries, he supplicates, he lifts up his hands, verse 2, but there's no answer. So in verses 3 to 5, he describes what might happen to him if his enemies get their way, if God doesn't respond and ride to his rescue. It's not pretty. But wait, just when all seemed lost, quote, blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. Verse 6, which reminds me, says David, quote, the Lord is my strength and my shield. Verse 7, now I remember that nothing can get to me without encountering my shield first. Ah, that's better. Quote, my heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. So for those who pray and wait and wonder and maybe wobble a bit, let's put these facts down in point form so we don't miss this. Quote, the Lord is their strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. Verses 8 and 9. He's my inner strength and my surrounding stronghold. He's my Savior and the supplier of my inheritance. He's my shepherd now and sweeps me up into his arms forever. Remind me why I'm worried?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.